Okay, runs off Sickle Duck tonight. Let me go over a piece from yesterday's daf, and we'll take it from there. So we're in the middle of a sugya dealing with pitikra yorid besote. Pitikra yorid besote means if I have a roof, I'm holding up a book. Do you see the book? So if this is the edge of the roof, I view there's like the wall that comes off the edge going down, and that's a corollary of good akhid. It's a problem with more good akhid. That a wall can come down. So it's just saying that, like, the wall, in other words, the roof is coming down, but the roof has got thickness. So one shot is one tefach of thickness comes down. It's a corollary to good achit mechitza. Let me just go over from yesterday's Gemara, and then we'll take it up, okay? Pitikra yorid besotem, right? It means the edge of the roof goes down and closes off. Okay. So if you remember in yesterday's Gemara, on Yudchet Amar Aleph, plays Yudchet, but on Yudchet Amar Aleph, two lines from the bottom, the Gemara said, Itmar. That if a person puts chach on a sadra is like a patio that has psimin that has like poles around it. So if you remember, you have the picture books in front of you. The picture books of night have got, you know, a nice picture. Remember we said that it could be like people, you know, reside in different batim around a chatzer, and in front of everybody's home there's a ledge. There's a ledge in front of everybody's home. And then there's an area without a ledge in the middle of the chatzer. So if there are poles coming down from everybody's ledge, and the poles are within three tefachim of one another, so according to this, everybody holds that's a kasher sukkah. Because with the p'timen, we view the p'timen as like lava. So it's like I have the walls and I have the roofs. I'm in good shape. He says she'ein la p'tzimin, but let's say there are no p'tzimin, there are no poles or columns coming down. Abaye mar k'sheva, Rav amar p'sula. So Abaye says it's k'sheva. I'm going to say p'tik riyori b'sotem. Rav amar p'sula. Rav is going to say that it's p'sula. Now the big difference here is that the tikra, the roof that's placed there, which or the existing roof, which is the ledge that's over everybody's like front, you know, yard, is made for the thing which are bifnim. In other words, the roof is not made to help that which is in the center of the courtyard. It's made for the exterior properties. Okay, so we have machloket Abaye v'Rava, and the Gemara says Abaye Mark Sheira, the top line on Yudchen and Beis, Yamin and Pitikra Yorid Besotem. Abaye says, we'll say that the Pitikra is Yorid Besotem, and Rabba Mar Psula Lo Amin on Pitikra Yorid Besotem. We don't say that. All right, I'm going to leave out a little bit here in the middle, and I'm going to take it up now with today's Gemara, okay? So the Gemara says five lines from the bottom, six lines from the bottom on Yudchen and Beis. So the Gemara says, Lema Abaye v'Rava, but close to the Rabbi Shmuel Kamiflagi. So again, Abaye v'Rava had a machloket, whether we say Pitik or Yorid v'Sotem, and it means everybody holds there's a Pitik or Yorid v'Sotem under certain circumstances, but Rava held in this circumstance, we're not going to say Pitik or Yorid v'Sotem. You know, another element is also that you're using it for all the walls. We'll see in a minute that where it's being used for all the walls, so I think Shmuel is cholik with that. So let's take a look. So Abaye said we're going to say Pitikra Yorid Besotem. Rabbi said we're not going to say it. We're six lines from the bottom on Yud Chet Amud Beis 18b, six lines from the bottom. Okay. So Abaye v'Rava looked at the Rabbi. So Lema Abaye v'Rava looked at the Rabbi Shmuel Kipagi. Should we say the machloket between Abaye and Rava is the same machloket between Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel are obviously an earlier generation, right? He says, "Deitmar achsadra bebika." Let's say you have an achsadra in the bika in the field. So an achsadra is you have a roof with four poles connected to the roof. It's like a you know just like a roof with like a looks like a chuppah with four poles. So achsadra bebika. Now this is din in Shabbos. Rav Amar mutar l'tal tibakulo. Rav says you can carry anywhere under that roof, because that's the Rishud Yachid. He says, Dimrinan Pitikri Yorid Besotem, because he's going to say that the edge of the roof comes down and closes it off. So in essence, I have four walls and a roof, and then I have Rishud Yachid. Ushmulamar, Imitatlan Ba'ila Ba'arba Amo, Dilmrinan Pitikri Yorid Besotem. And Shmuel says, we're not going to say it this way. And if you look in the Rashi, the first, the very wide line downstairs, Lo Amrinan Pitikri Yorid Besotem, Why does Shmuel say not? But Tom of Farish Be'erubin, but Arba Defano late lay. In other words, if there's to use it for four walls, Shmuel says, I'm not using Pitikri or Bisotem for four walls. But if there would have been one complete wall, itla yori besotim ba'achrinyata lemechulei. So Abai Rabba Kishmuel. So that's the way Shmuel holds. But the Gemara says we think the two pitot line up. So Robert, I'm sorry, you're late. Did you do yesterday's daf at all? Good. So we're talking about pitikri yori besotim, and we said that we had a machloket between Abai and Rabba. If I have like an open sort of courtyard, and I have, you know, my ledge in front of my house goes a certain distance, but then the place is not covered by the ledges. And can I say that the edge of the ledges come down and create walls, and I'll just put a stock in the middle? So Abai says I can, and Rabbi says I can. And then we had here a machloket. You did this yesterday as well, right? Yeah, we had here a machloket. You have an achsadra. You have a roof that's in the field, nothing to do with sukkahs, and with four legs to the roof. And then we had a machloket between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, I can carry underwear anywhere under that roof because I view it as it's got four walls. Because I say, Pitikra Yorid Besotem, that the edge of the roof comes down. And Shmuel says, I can't. We just learned in the Rashi, Shmuel says, I'm not going to say Pitikra where I have four walls. For three walls, I'll do it. But for four walls, I'm not going to do it. Okay? Let's see. I'm sorry you came late, Shia. What? So Shmuel says, right, if you would have one solid wall, then the three walls, he would do it, right? Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Glad everybody's up to. Just wait another 10 minutes and I'll come, okay? So let's take it back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so on the bottom line, so I'll read it again. Did Mar Sadr Bikr, five lines on the bottom. Did Mar Sadr Bikr, Rabba Mar Matar tell the Lord, the Mina Pitikri Yoda Besotem? Rav says, I can carry anywhere under the roof because I'll say Pitikri Yoda Besotem. Rushmul Amari, Matatlan Barla Barba Amo, the Lord Mina Pitikri Yoda Besotem. And Shmuel says, no. So the bottom line on your penalty, they can be the bottom line. So the Gemara says, I'll leave it to Shmuel. Now within the seat of Shmuel, Shmuel says, you can't carry Kuli Amalo Pli, meaning that everybody will have to agree that Shmuel, who says, I can't carry under that pavilion that's in the field. So again, in the previous machloket we had between Abai and Rava, so Abai said, I can make a sukkah, so Abai definitely can't go like Shmuel, and Rava could go like Shmuel. There's no reason to think that Shmuel would hold differently. If he doesn't hold the Pitikra is good in the field, there's no reason to say he'll hold differently in the courtyard, because the field case is better, because I'm using Pitikra. It's the edge from the existing roof over the area that I want to enclose. So if I don't say Pitikri Yoda Besotem there, so in the courtyard, the edge of the roof is coming from a ledge which is not made for the inner area, it's made for the outer area. So they're not going to say it's there. That's everybody agrees with that. He says on the top line, and you said an olive, keep Ligi Aliba the Rav. But within Rav Shita, Rav held but by this Achsadra Babika that you can carry there, keep Ligi the Rav. Abai Rav. So Abai for sure will hold like the Rav. Abai says, I'll say by the sukkah, Pitikri Yoda Besotem, and Rav says I can carry. For Rava, Rava says by the sukkah, it's not a good sukkah. But Rava, Amar Lach, Rava could say that I also agree with Rav. Rav could agree with me. We're on the same page. Even though I held it's not a good sukkah, but Rav held it was a good Pitikri Yoda Besotem could agree with me. Why? So yeah, Rav agrees that when I have a roof that's over an open area and I want to enclose the area under the roof, so that roof is made for that area. So then I'll say Pitikri Yoda Besotem on the third line. But here with the courtyard, the ledge is not made for the sukkah, the ledge was made for the interior area. So then he could reject it. So in other words, it's more preferable if you can, in other words, Abai and Rabbah have a machloket by the sukkah. So Rabbah says it doesn't cut it by the sukkah, but if Rabbah could agree with both Rabbah and Shmuel, and so they both have a hold like me, that makes it a little bit stronger. Okay, let me just do a little bit more and then I will take a pause and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, the fourth line from the top. Now the Gemara says, now again, we said that we had a machloket between Abai Varava, what we're going to say, Pitik Riyor Gesotain with the Sukkah. So if you remember in the Mishnah, we learned that a pretty similar case that we had it in a courtyard with the ledges. And we said when a ledge is more than Dalar Amo from the wall, it's possible because you're not going to say go for an akuma. But according to Abaye, Abaye's holdings seem to contradict that. Abaye says, I'll say Pitik Riyor Gesotain. So how come the question is going to be, how come the Mishnah says it's not good when everybody's ledge is more than Dalar Amo, when Abaye says, but I'll say Pitik Riyor Gesotain? Why not? Let's take a look back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Bechein Chatzer M'Kefet Achsadra. You have a Chatzer that's surrounded by an Achsadra. We said ledge is over in front of everybody's house. So if the ledge is more than Dalar Amo, the Sukkah is not kosher, even if I put stock in the middle, because it's beyond Dofen Akuma. But according to Abaye, how does Abaye explain the Mishnah? The Abaye is not going to be cholik with the Mishnah, but it seems to contradict what he said, that I'll say pitik riyor besotem, even when the ledge is made for the outer areas of the courtyard. So tirgma Rava libet Abaye. So you see sometimes in Shas, Rava, he's like explaining the Mishnah in accordance with Abaye. Even though Rava does not agree with Abaye, he's, but out of, for intellectual honesty, he's explaining it. So Rava says that Abaye will explain that the Mishnah is pointed to a limited case where the schach is on the same level as the ledge. In other words, the schach is not lying on top of the ledges, across. The schach is at the very end of it. So to say pitik riyor besotein, I need an edge that's visible that comes down. But if that's covered with schach, so I'm not going to say pitik riyor besotein. That's how Abaye will explain the Mishnah. But in Achinami, if the schach was placed on top ledge, then Abaye would say the pond would hold that you could do it. Okay, all right. And then Lou, you had a question before Robert, and we'll take some more questions. Council for us. What's up? I didn't do yesterday.
Oh, the fish. Oh. Yesterday's done.
All right, I don't know. I don't. All right. I didn't do yesterday.
I did. I had prepared it, thinking it. I had to do it, and I didn't do it. I didn't have to do it.
Barak Greenfield.
Huh?
Barak Greenfield.
Barak did it. Yeah. So it's just the same rabbi quoting this quoted that, so they had nothing to do with it.
All right.
Not unusual if they have an Amora that's not so commonly quoted, but he said this, he also said this, even though it's completely.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. It's Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloy. And then we have another Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloy. Okay, so okay. I'm glad I didn't let you break in the middle with that, because that was really extraneous. Okay, now. All right. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, let me go on. Let me get through this piece, and the rest of the daf is somewhat easier. Okay, let's take a look at that in the Gemara. Now, so we're six lines from the top on Yutet Amud Aleph 19a, six lines from the top. The Surah Matni Laha Shmaita Bahai Lishna. So in Surah, they learned Machloket between Abaye v'Rava the way we just had it. The Pumpadita Matni, but Pumpadita, they learned it differently. Sikecha Gabi Achsadra She'ela P'simen, that if, in other words, in the first Lashon, he said that if everybody holds its kosher. If it has poles at the end of the ledges, then everybody is kosher. But ein la p'tzimin was machloket. That's what we said. In this lashon, so there's no p'tzimin, everybody holds it. Everybody holds it not good if there's no poles. Yesh la p'tzimin, and if there are poles, abayimar che ravamar p'sul. That is where they had the machloket. So Abaye Mark Sheira, Abaye says Sheira Imrinan Lavud. Lavud is that, again, everybody agrees with the cloud of Lavud. The question is, can I use Lavud to enclose, like, not the area which would, in other words, here, in other words, the poles were not built to enclose the inner area. The poles were enclosed to, or the poles were not made to enclose the center of the courtyard. The poles were made to enclose each person's portico, the front yard. So he says here, so the Gemara says, So Abaye Mark Shirim Rin Labad. Rabbi Sal say Labad here also. It doesn't make a difference when what they were built for, that the three less than three tefachim closes it off. I have walls. Rabbi Mark Psula Lo Rin Labad. Rabbi says, no, it's Psula. I won't say Labad in this case. Let's take a look in the if you look in the Rashi, which is lower than where we are, it's near the Hagdor Bach, the Rav Amar Psula, the Lavid Lav Mechitzahi, Ela Mehalach Moshe Mishinai, Gemir La. We learn from Lach Moshe Mishinai, Bechi Gemir La, Liot Mechitzah, Lechalal Anasa Bishvilo, for a space that was made for it. Aval Lemishdi Lahak Lahak Lo. In other words, if I build the pole, but the pole is supposed to enclose one area, then I'll say Lavud. But to use it to enclose another area, which it wasn't built for, then I won't say Lavud, according to Rava. Let's see for the Gemara, just one minute. The Hilchot HaKlishna Kama. So the Gemara says the Lacha is like the first Lashon, and Rashi says like Rava. So the first Lashon we're going to hold that if you're Masakeh, if it has Simin, it's Kshevra, in which the polls are closed, that we will pass against Kosher Sukkah, and Ein La Simin, then Rava says it's Psula. So no Simin, it's Psula. All right. Correct. All right, let's take a look. Now, Rav Ashi, Ashchil Rav Kahana, the Kamasake Chakabe Sadrish in the Ptsimen. Rav Ashi encountered Rav Kahana. He was putting schach on an achsadrish in the Ptsimen. In other words, like it could be like the inner part of a courtyard, and there are ledges on the outer part of the courtyard, and he's putting schach on the edges of the ledges and to create a sukkah in the middle of the courtyard, and there are no poles there. Now, Rava Paskin, that's not a good sukkah. That's what we said. Rava said, it's Psula. And that's what the Gemara said. Well, Rashi in the Lach was like Rava, but this is the way he's seeing him. Now,
it's the picture 234, if you want to look.
Okay. So, 1 minute. So, Ravashi Eshkel Rav Kana, the Kamsaka, the Kamsarshin of Seaman, Amarle. So, Ravashi said to Rav Kana, Lo Savar Mar, Hadamar Rava. Don't you hold from Rava, you know, that if it has semen, it's kosher. Without semen, it's not. You don't have semen here. How are you making a sukkah in the middle of the courtyard? So Achile, so he, this is Rav Kahana, showed him, Nira b'bifnim v'shava b'chutz. Now, I'll explain in a minute that sometimes something is visible from the inside, but you can't see it from the outside. Inami nira b'chutz v'shava b'chutz. Or on the alternative, you can see from the outside, but it looks the same from the inside. Now, he didn't show him two things. In other words, in this sukkah, it was a tefach of a third wall. In other words,
there are two pictures for that too. There's 235 okay. And 236.
Okay, just give me 1 second. So in this sukkah, he had two walls, kilchatan, which were the south and the east wall, Rashi says, and the third wall was near the Echsadra. He wanted to rely on the third wall for the P Tikra Yot. That's what Ravashi thought, that he's relying for the third wall on the edge of the ledge to come down. So he's got two walls of the sukkah. That's all he sees is two walls, and then he sees like a canopy over near the third where the third wall would be. So he said, how can you rely on that? That's not like Rav, please. Okay, that's not like what Rav holds. So then Rav Kahana showed him that there was a space of a tefach of a third wall, a tefach for a third wall. Now, it means like, let's just refresh your recollection for people who did Erevin together. But remember when we did Erevin, remember you had a lechi, like you have a mavui, which is like a closed alleyway. At the entranceway of the alleyway, I need a lechi. And the lechi is to make a heker between the B'nai Rishus Rabim and the B'nai Rishus Yachid. But sometimes the lechi is only visible to the people outside the Mavui. In other words, like let's say, look at me. Let's say this would be the wall of the Mavui. The Mavui is three walls, but this is one wall of the Mavui. And lechi is a post at the end of it. Let's say the post is like flush this. Let's say I'm in the Mavui, I'm coming out. The post is just adding on to the wall. So from the inside, it does count. So from the inside, I don't see the lechi. But the people on the outside, they see that something's sticking out. That's nira b'chutz, v'shava b'bifnim. And then sometimes the other way around. Sometimes the lechi is such that people on the outside wouldn't notice it, but the people on the inside would notice it. So here, with the sukkah, we'll show the pictures in a minute, but the basic idea is that he showed him with the sukkah, there was one tefach that either was visible for the people inside the sukkah, but not for the people outside the sukkah, or he showed him one tefach that was visible for the people outside the sukkah, but not for people in the sukkah. Now, having said that, the issue is, so he's got a tefach. What does the tefach help me? I'm looking for a third wall of the sukkah. You know, the tefach, a third wall of a sukkah make. And in addition to which, the din of a lechi, that's a din de rabbanon by mavui. And this was like Rabbi Simon Wolf was saying this, Rabbi Ari Leibowitz was saying it, and they quoted Tosfos. But a lechi, that's a din de rabbanon. Sukkah, we're talking about a din de raisa. So how does it all work? So it's a little complicated, but some of the answers you could say. One, I thought the easiest answer is the Rush wants to say that the Tefach was working in conjunction with Pitikra Yorid Besotem. In other words, Rava says, I can't say Pitikra Yorid Besotem because that's only for the people on the inside, not the outside. But that's a Dinda Rabbanon. I mean, Dinda Raisa Pitikra Yorid Besotem either way. But on the Rabbanon level, I'm not going to say Pitikra Yorid Besotem for something which was built for the people who are like in the central part of that square. But together with that that tefach of the wall, then Rava will agree we can say Pitikra Yorid Besotem. That I thought, in other words, where I had a little bit of a wall also, and then I'm sorry for that with the Pitikra Yorid Besotem, that works. That's one answer the Rush gives, or else the Rush says that there's a Tzurda Petach that's built also with it, which would be like a little bit adding on to it. But all right, let me just finish the whole sugya and then we'll take some questions, comments, thoughts. Okay, let's see back to the Gemara. No, that's not true. Remember, we had learned this early in the Gemara. Remember that within the Agapav, we said how many walls does the sukkah need? We said two or three walls, but the third wall had to be a tefach. Then the Gemara said, remember, you had three tefachim space, you had four tefachim altogether, and then we said that you need also a tefach of tefach. Anyway, for the third wall, you need to create more a piece, but you could do it with one tefach. And it's serious a petach, you could do it. Okay, so let's just finish up for the Gemara and then we'll talk, okay? So the Gemara says, the Itmar, it was stated, this halach is in Erevin, near Ami Bachot, Vesham Ami Bachim, if the lechi is visible on the outside, but from the inside, I don't see it, Nidom Mishum Lechi. That's still a good lechi, but lechi Hainu Petzimim. The Gemara says, the lechi is the same thing as Petzimim. Petzimim are like these columns to be used. So that's the way that would work with the sukkah. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Yeah, what's up, Fern? Go.
Can you go over what the criteria are for application of Pitikra Yored Besotem?
So,
is it just that tefach?
So again, it's the Pitikra Yored Besotem. We said it's an extension of the idea of good achid. That a wall.
That I understand. Good achit mechitz. Right.
I need first to have a roof. I have to have a ceiling or a roof. A is the first thing. Mm-hmm. Then the tikra has to be at least according to some mafarshim one tefach thick, and then the edge has to be visible, and then it comes down. But we saw also like we saw different kemitas. We saw that even with that, remember Shmuel held that I'm not going to use it for four walls, only for three walls. While you use Pitikra Yorid Besotem. And
tefach do? If the tefach did not make a whole wall, but it allowed the application of Pitikra Yorid.
So in other words, so it could be, this is the way Rabbi Ari Leibowitz was saying it. I didn't see the Russian side. He was saying that the Rush says, on a deraisa level, we would say Pitikra Yorid Besotem, where the ledge was made for the people on the, you know, and for the in the front yards or for the people in the center court. I'll say Pitikra Yorid Besotem. But at the Rabbanon level, so Rabbal Hol, we don't say Pitikra Yorid Besotem unless the roof is made for the area, you know, the roof is made for an area which the wall is going to enclose. So, but that the Rabbanon is, you know, is overridden when I have a tefach of a wall. When I have a tefach of a wall of a third wall and Pitikra, then I'll say Pitikra. That's one way the Rush says. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything else?
When you have a tefach of a wall, do you have a wall? No.
So the tefach of the wall, we said, by itself would not be sufficient. Remember, we learned that if you would make it like within, put the one tefach within three tefachim, but that's not what the Gemara is talking about, and then I would have four tefachim, And then the poskim say you'd also do tzuris petach, but the one tefach by itself would normally not be enough for a wall. Okay. Okay, let's go. I'm going to move on. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, and then you have all the pictures. Everybody good with the pictures with the Nira Bibasim, the Shabbat Bibasim, the whole thing? Okay, so Michael says 235.
It goes up to 237.
All right. 1 second. Okay. All right. Anyway, you got the. All right. Let's see further. Okay, I'm going on with one. Okay, now. All right, we're at the two dots. We're on Yud Tet Amud Aleph 19a, midway down the column. Everybody with me? Okay. So it says, Tana taught in a brisa, Sal Yotzi Minasukka Nidon Kisukka. Sal is the kosher schach. It sounds strange, Sal, but remember it comes, so that Dagan, so Goran Beyekev, the waste of the threshing floor and the wine vats is called Psal, but it means it's kosher schach. So Tana Psal Yotzi Minasukka, by a kosher schach, that's sticking outside the sukkah is nidon kesukkah. It's considered like a sukkah, meaning I can eat and sleep underneath that outcropping. So the Gemara is going to learn four pshatim on what this brisa means. So my psal yotzei min ha-sukkah, what does psal yotzei min ha-sukkah mean? So amar ula kanam yotzim la'achorei sukkah. So it means like the poles, the reeds are extending outside the sukkah. It means you have outside the sukkah. Let's see, I think we have a picture here. 238? Yeah. Okay, so if you look at picture 238, and I hope everybody has a picture book, but if you don't have a picture book, it just means to say I have a sukkah, and then behind the sukkah, there's a little piece of a wall, and there's the schach coming out. So I have like three walls with schach, you know, coming out outside the sukkah. So let's see back in the Gemara. So it says, Amru l'kanam yotzim l'afari sukkah. So the Gemara says, but I need three walls to have a kosher sukkah. In other words, it's like an additional sukkah outside of your sukkah. So the Gemara says, but the Ika, there are three walls, so not a problem. Well, but you don't have a hechsher sukkah, but I need a minimum of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. The Gemara says, but the Ika, you have that too. He says, but you don't have the tamruba mechamata, but I need more shade than sunlight. Shai, you said, well, that's, I need more shade than sunlight, but the Ika, we have that. So if I have all those things, so if I have three walls, I have 7 by 7 tefachim, I have schach, I have sitzur b'chamata, so what are you teaching me? What does Tanab teach me? So I might have thought the walls were made to service the interior area, not to create like an outside enclosure. So aimalo, I might have thought it's not a kosher sukkah kamash malan, that it is good. Okay, that's the first pshat. All right? Now, the second pshat. Rabbi Rav Yosef to Ami Tarvayu. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, you know, the thrust of these ukimtas is lo zu avzu. Each one is a bir chiddush. Like this Rabbi Arya Leibowitz is quoting the Ruch Laner, who's saying that the chachamim that we're quoting are not in chronological order. In other words, not going chronologically, but it's quoting them like lo zu avzu. In other words, the first begins with the simplest shot, with the least chiddush, and it grows to greater and greater chidushim. So he says, sometimes the Mishnah works, or the Gemara, this is Gemara, but the Mishnayot, sometimes they work on a derech lo zu avzu, not only this, but that, bigger chiddush. And then sometimes it's the opposite. Zu ve'in sarich lomar, this, and certainly this, and certainly that, and certainly the other thing. That's with the braises, the Mishnayot, but here it's with the Amorayim. So the verse is, Rabbi Yosef, Ami Tarvayu, hacha b'tanam yotzim l'tanim in ha-sukka, u'mashcha ba'az l'chad ha-dofen ba'hadayu. So here it's talking, the other picture? Yeah. Okay, so picture 239. So anyway, but in picture 239, it's saying you have three walls of a sukkah, but one wall extends further than the other wall on the side wall. So I have like a U, but one leg of the horseshoe is longer than the other leg of the horseshoe. So and then the schach extends all the way as far as the longest leg. So I have like an additional area which is only bounded by like one wall in essence, right? In other words, there's an area that's covered schach. No. 239.
Two sides in the back.
Okay. No. The third wall is, if you look on the right side of the table, there's a third wall there. Okay. They're just trying to give it a... Right. They're trying to make it very extreme by showing you that case, but there's a third wall, okay? So you have a big piece of schach, which is not... which seems like just hanging with one wall. Let's see back in the Gemara. So back. So um, So Rabbi Yosef Amitav, how come the Kanim Yosef Nothim in a sukkah that there are Kanim that come out from the sukkah, Umash Ba'azla, Sada Dofen Ba'adai, and then one wall comes with them, Ma'udatema Ha'leit Ba'hekshir Sukkah, they would have thought, gee, that extra area is not, it's not like three walls in the extra area, Kamash Falan, that is still kosher sukkah. Okay, that's a little bit more of a chiddush. Okay. It was in the picture, right? So I see the schach is, you see what they're shaded over on the floor there? Yeah. So the schach is covering an area where if I'm standing in that area, I only see there's only like one wall. But nevertheless, that's still all part of kosher sukkah because there's three walls there, okay? Okay, so then that's again the solid yotzeim in a sukkah. So we had two shachim so far. Either it's like in the back of the sukkah but with three walls, or it's inside with three walls, but one wall is not there, quite there, and two walls aren't quite there. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, when this fellow is sukkah, shiruba silatam ruba makamatoa. So he says, I need it for a different case where most of the sukkah is more shade than sunlight. When you tell chamatam ruba silatam, there's a patch in the schach where, but the patch you have to say, according to the Ran, is less than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So there's a patch, and Rabbi Ari Leibowitz said that there's a patch that has like more sunlight than shade. So ma'udatim atipaseil b'hachburta, so I might have thought that little amount is going to passel the whole sukkah. Now the article really said, let's say the whole sukkah is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. And I have this little patch, like some of it is like the sunlight is coming through, Kamash Malan. So it's teaching me that it's still kosher sukkah. So if that's the case, Umay Yotzei. So what does it mean? Sal Hayotzei in a sukkah. Sal Hayotzei in a sukkah. We thought schach that extends beyond the sukkah. So the first shot that I understood. What does it mean here? So he says Umay Yotzei. Yotzei in a kosher sukkah means it departs from the normal dinim of a kosher sukkah. So when it's Sal Hayotzei in a sukkah, doesn't mean it's physically extending beyond the sukkah. It means it departs from the halakha normally that you need for a sukkah, but it's still kosher. So if I have a little patch where the sunlight is coming through, so it's still mitztaref to an area of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim make for sukkah.
And you can sit there.
You can sit under there and be out to the mitzvah. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Rabbi Oshi Amar, Lonisracha l'schach pasul pacha l'shlosha b'sukkah kana. Rabbi Oshi, this is the biggest kiddush. So now Rabbi Oshi says, it's talking about where I have not a space, but schach pasul. Before it wasn't a space, it was just like thinner schach. But here we're talking about when I have schach pasul. Let's say I have, you know, like the shvudim, like the spits, like the metal spits, the metal rods there. But it's less than three tefachim in a sukkah katana. When it's sukkah, the seven tefachim by seven tefachim. So this is the biggest kiddush. So even though I have a sukkah, seven tefachim by seven tefachim, but part of the seven tefachim is non kosher schach. It's kosher. Umay yotzei. What does it yotzei mean? Sal yotzei min a sukkah. Yotzei mean Torah sukkah. It means it departs from the law of the sukkah, but it's still kosher. Okay, just a few more minutes, then I'll finish the sukkah, then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay? So the Gemara says, Makibur Rav Oshia. So Rav Oshia asks a kasha on this last hezber. Lo yehei ela avir, vi avir pachot mishlosh tefachim b'sukkah kana mi pasil. So look, why should it be worse? He wants to say, why should like the metal be worse than the avir? In other words, what are you teaching? You know, what's so special about what the halakha that you just taught me? He says that, in other words, let's say I would have avir and have a space to it, so it'd still be a kosher sukkah. So I have schach pasul. So Amar Leib Rabbi Abbas. Rabbi Abbas says, no, there's a big difference. Zemitz tare b'yishenim tachav. Somewhat, you know, counterintuitively, like the schach pasul, which are the pieces of metal, are mitztaref to the schach kasher, and I can, if it's less than three tefachim, and I can sit on it and sleep under it. He says, but the space is mitztaref, but I can't sleep or eat under that space. So if I would have an area with no schach, less than, you know, in a very small sukkah, so it would still not passel the sukkah. I have a kosher sukkah, but I can't eat or sleep under the space with no schach. But if I have schach pasul, the metal, that actually has a chiddush that it's mitztaref, and I can eat and sleep under it. So the Gemara says, The Gemara says, is that possible? Do we have anything that can be mitztaref and it itself is not kosher for something, yet it's mitztaref and I can, it rises to the level, full-fledged level? So Amar Rabbi Yisrael ben Eliashiv, Rabbi Yisrael ben Eliashiv said, absolutely, turn page, tidani rok yochiyah. This is like liquid mud. Whereas Rashi says, in other words, if it's mud that I could pour from keli to keli, like a liquidy mud, he says, mitztaref liarba imsa'a. So if I have a mikvah, so I could add this like liquidy mud to the 40 saw and I have a kosher sukkah. In other words, so if some of the water is like muddy, I can add it and it's still a kosher mikvah. He says, but if the whole mikvah is composed of this muddy water, then it's not good. But I can add a little bit to it. So the point is, I see that something is not good to comprise the mikvah itself, but could be mitzaref for a kosher mikvah. So the same way, I can have the schach pasol, it'll be mitzaref the schach kasher, and I can eat and sleep under the schach pasol, but the limited schach pasol. But if it's a space, it comes out even worse with the space than the schach pasol. Okay? What's up?
No, you're just learning something from something totally different, which in other masechta you say we can't do.
All of Torah is like in one continuum, you have to know what things are connected and whatnot. But
right, but I think there's a lot of it in this masechta, is what I'm saying.
Well, this first parak, I don't know a lot, but this first parak I told you is very much connected to Hilchot Shabbat with Eruvin. The other part, I don't know what to say.
This was mikvah.
What? Mikvah, yeah, mikvah. Okay, what's up? Well, not pasla is what the Gemara is saying, right? Wait. A regular sukkah, more than three tefachim, or more, will be like a break in a sukkah, and it may pasla depending on the circumstances. In other words, they'll break it into two, so then it may pasla the sukkah. Again, if it's more than three tefachim and it goes from one end to the other, and we'll passel it. No. Right. In other words, in other words, with the small sukkah, if it's more than three tefachim, you're automatically going to be dead in the water. In other words, absolutely, you'll be dead in the water. Because with the big one, Then it would depend on whether each end is like a different sukkah. Right. In other words, does it have enough walls and everything else? Right. Okay, you're good. You're making a lot of noise here, Michael. You're good. Okay. All right, but they're not calling us, though. All right, let's take a look on your tenement base. Okay, I'm going to go on and see if you have questions, comments, or thoughts. Shai, you still with us? Okay, let's hold focus. All right. So the second line, Manitin. Ha'osa sukkah tokvin srif. If a person makes his sukkah like a conical hut, comes to, let's say, a point. He says, it means that it doesn't appear there's any roof on it. It's like a cone. So it doesn't seem like there's a roof. He says, oh, shesmach lekotel. Or he leans it against the wall. In other words, he's got like this sort of wall that's all schach, and he leans it against, let's say, a stone wall, and then the sukkah would be like underneath that sort of lean-to. So even in both cases, there's no clear gag. So Reb Lezer posel, so Tana Reb Lezer says they're both pasol, and they say, there's no roof, so it's pasol. He says, v'chachamim machshirim, the chachamim are machshir. And if you look at Rashi, we'll see in a minute, the last Rashi on the Mishnah, l'pi she'en l'gag, she'eno nikar mahu gag u'mahu kotel. It's not like clear, it's not clearly demarcated according to Tana Reb Lezer, what's the roof and what's the wall. The oel meshupa lav oel hu. He holds like a leaning ohel is not an ohel. Unless we'll see that it's lifted up in a tefach, which we'll see in a minute in the Gemara. All right. So now we're on line five. Okay. So the Gemara says Tana, a Tana taught in a Braisa, Motor Blazer, the Tana Blazer, who's Machmir, it says both of those are psulim. In other words, I have the conical sukkah and so like the lean to sukkah is pasul, but Tana, Motor Blazer, she'im hegiyam in a karka tefach. Tana Reb Lezer says, in either instance, if I lifted either one of them off the wall, off the floor by one tefach, so I have the lean-to, I put the lean-to on pegs that are one tefach high, or I have like the little conical hut, and I lift up the whole hut, and put it on pegs that are one tefach high, so that even then the Tana Reb Lez will agree that that's a kosher sukkah, because once I lift it up, it's clear that there is a roof. Now, the clear where the roof divides from the wall isn't the clear necessarily to the naked eye, but once I lift it up, it's clear that there is like a wall and there's a roof. So that's the main thing he's saying. Or in the second case, if he made a tefach space between the wall and this like leaning wall of schach, again, it's clear that I have a roof, but it's not clear where the roof ends and begins. Now the Gemara says, "My tamay drabanan." What's the reason for the chachamim who hold that in both instances, even without any takanot, it's kosher? So he says, "Shipui olim ka olim davu." They hold like a leaning ol is an ol. With the article said, a leaning roof is a roof. Based on the set. Let me just get to the next Mishnah, then I'll pause, take questions and comment. Okay. Abaye Ashkelah Rav Yosef. So again, Abaye studied by Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi was his uncle, his Rebbe, and Rav Yosef was also his Rebbe. Remember, Rav Yosef is one who got his learning, and Abaye helped restore it. So Abaye Ashkelah Rav Yosef, Pagani Bekilat Katani Besukkah. So Abaye encountered Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef was sleeping. Bekilat Katanim is like a type of canopy in the sukkah. In other words, like a canopy over the bed, but it only comes to less than a tefach at its tip. So if it's not an ohel, he's good. If it's not an ohel, he's good. If it's an ohel, then he's in trouble, because he's an ohel and an ohel. Then I can't remember, we had this earlier in the Gemara. I can't be in an ohel in an ohel. I can't be in a sukkah in a sukkah. But he's the kid that's part of a sukkah. So Amar Lei, so Abai said to Rav Yosef, come on, who are you going like? There's a question how to read this next line tomorrow, but we'll do it a simple way. He says, Mistama to Reb Lezer. Mistama, you hold like the Tana Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds that something which is leaning is not a sukkah, so it's not an ol, so Mela, it's kosher. You could be out there during sukkahs. So Shavkat Rabbanav Avodah to Reb Lezer, you're leaving the Chacham and going like Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer's sheet is Yachid. And the Gemara frequently says Reb Lezer is Shemuti. He's a follower of Beit Shammai, or he was placed in Chayrim. So Amar Lei, so Reb Yosef said back to Abaye, Braita Ibchatani. This is the Braisa that learns that the Shitot are reversed. It's interesting. Remember, the Gemara says that that Reb Yosef was the... was the Sinai. Remember, the Gemara in the end of Brachot says that they needed to appoint a Rosh Hashiva, and we've seen Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi was the Oker Harim. Rabbi had like all the Sfaras, and Rabbi Yosef was the Sinai. Rabbi Yosef knew all the different Brises. And you see here, Rabbi Yosef's quoting a Brisa. So, but not necessarily that it's proving from here, but you see he's quoting a Brisa perhaps that Abai wasn't familiar with. But let's take a look. So the Gemara says, so Amrle Braita Ibkatani. The Braisa learns Reb Lezer Machshir. Reb Lezer is the one who says that the leaning, the conical sukkah and the leaning against the wall is kosher, but Chachamim Poslet, the Chachamim Poslet. So the Chachamim Poslet, because they hold it's not an OL. So it's not an OL, so I could be in this Kiva Khatani in the sukkah. So he says, but even so, Abai says to Reb Yosef, Shabkat Manitim Ba'abit Braita. But okay, you have a Braisa that way. So the Mishnah learns the Machloket one way, and the Braisa reverses the Shitot. Well, while you're following the Braisa, usually we say that the Mishnayot are more authoritative than the Braises, because the Mishnayot were arranged by Rebbe. So Amar Lei, Rav Yosef said back to him, Manithin Yechidohi. Our Mishnah's version of the Machloket represents an Yashitas Yachid. The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, Osas Sukhatok Min Srif. That the Braisa says, if a person makes a sukkah like a conical pot, Oshtasmachal Kotel, or he leans it against the wall, Rabbi Natan Omer, Rabbi Natan, who's a Yachid, Rabbi Natan says, Reb Lezer Posel, Nishain Lagag, Bechachamim Machirim. Means Rabbi Natan is the same as our Mishnah. But the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Natan. The Chachamim hold that the version was just flipped over. So Rabbi Yosef said, you're right, I don't like hold by the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is a Shitas Yachid. I hold like the Chachamim's version, which is reflected in the Braisa. That's what I'm going with, and I'm happy in my canopy, in my sukkah. Okay, now, who's your questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Rav Yosef, again, according to one opinion in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, it's if I hold that If I hold it's not an ohel, then I'll passel by sukkah. So if I hold it, in other words, that whichever shita passels it for a sukkah, so then it's kosher when it's in the sukkah, because I'm not an ohel. So he says, yeah, but you're going like the Tana Reb Elazar, and that's a shita's yachid. The Chachamim disagree with that. So no, I'm really going like the Chachamim, because what our Mishnah says Reb Elazar is really what the Chachamim hold. And our Mishnah represents a shita's yachid version of the Machloket. But the general Chachamim, look at the last Rashi on the Gemara, Yechidahi, Manitin Tatani Hachi, Rabbi Natan Tatani Ba. Our Mishnah was taught by Rabbi Natan, the Hu Yechidah, about Chachamim Shebedoro, but the Chachamim in the generation of Rabbi Natan, are you Cholkin allowed? They disagreed with him. But Omrim, Reb Lezer Mashir, but Chachamim Poslim. So I'm going like the majority opinion. I don't know why Rabbi, but this way, somebody, I don't know, but apparently, somebody said to me that the Rebbe held it. This was the more preferred way, but or Rebbe held it. That was the more reliable way, but that's the way it's going. Okay, I got to wrap it up. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. Okay, maybe we have time. We'll do this piece, which comes up. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now, Manitin. Machatzel kanim gedola. Now, machatzel is a mat. If I have a reed mat, reeds. So I have a reed mat that's big. Asa'ad shchiva, if I made it for lying on, mekabela tuma. It's davar shem mekabel tuma, ve'ein is sakin bo. In other words, there's a corollary to that. I can't use it for schach. In other words, I have a reed mat, but if the reed mat was made to lie on, then it gets a shame kli. It's a shame kli. It can't be used for schach. But if it was constructed for schach, then I could use it for schach. Now, the difficulty with these two lines is, what's the default? See, from the first line in the Mishnah, if I make it for shechiva, then it's mekabel tumah. So the implication is, if I don't have any kabana, then it's not mekabel tumah. That's what it sounds like. The second shot is that if I make it for sikuch, then it's not mekabel tumah. Then I can use it for schach, but otherwise I can't. So it's a stira. Reb Lezer Omer, Achak Tana B'Chak Gedola, Reb Lezer says, whether it's a large mat or a small mat, Asa'ad Shechiva, if you made it for sitting, lying upon, it's Mekabel Tumah Be'Mesachin Ba'ah, V'Sikuch Mesachin Ba'ah Be'in Mekabel Tumah. And the question is, what's the Machloka between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim? L'Chora, they seem to be saying the same thing that we'll have to clarify in the Gemara. And we'll take this into tomorrow, okay?
Does the Gemara
Gemara
define what's large and what's small?
So I don't know about defining what's large and what's small. That I don't know. I don't know what's gedola, what's katana. But a katana would be like to sit and lie on. I mean, you could say gedola, like, you know, it's like a lot large. I don't know that.
It doesn't sound like the match that we have.
Wait. Robert's speaking. I just can't hear 50 people at once. Okay, just 1 minute. So speak loudly, quickly, Robert. Right. All right, that's pretty similar to what I said. In other words, he says if it's small enough for sleeping, that's small. If it's for sleeping, that's small. Anything else is large, what the Ron says. Aaron Moshe, you have something to say quickly?
No, I was just going to say the mats that we have today, the large mats that are made specifically for the sukkah, so you know it's made specifically for the sukkah. But
okay,
even
okay,
the
I gotta go. Okay, please see me. We're running out of time, okay? Please, sir, I'm sorry. Now. The Gemara says, Haguf Kasha. Okay, everybody mute themselves. Okay. Let me mute everybody. Okay. 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 So the Gemara says, Haguf Kasha, the Mishnah is internally contradictory. You said if you made it for lying on, it's Mekabel Tuma and you can't use it for Schach. Tama Dasa the Shechiva. So the reason is because you made it for lying on. So the default would be, that's for schach. So unless I specifically thought it's for lying purposes, then it's good. And so if I don't think it's for lying purposes, good. Bahadutani, then the next line of the Mishnah says, L'sikuch, if I made it for schach purposes, M'sachim ba, I can use it for schach, but inim kabal tuma. Tamad asad sikuch. So the reason it's good is because I made it for sikuch. Hastam l'shchiva. So everything else is for shchiva. So is it that, in other words, if I make a mat, so what is the default over? In other words, let's say I don't have any kavanas. So is that for shechiva or sikuch? So the Gemara says halakasha kam b'gdola kam b'katana. So the Gemara's first answer wants to say that the two lines of the Mishnah are talking about two different cases. One is talking about a large mat, one is talking about a small mat. Large mat is for the schach, small mat is for lying on. He says, so meaning the first line of the Mishnah says, Machasel Kanim Gedola. I have a large mat. So large mat is presumably I made it for schach purposes, unless I had in mind for shchiva. So if it's a large mat, then that defaults over for schach, unless I specifically had in mind shchiva. The second line in the Mishnah, which is that as the sikuch, that's a small mat. So a small mat, that I assume is made for first lying on, unless specifically I had in mind for sikuch. So then we see what we're doing okay. So in parentheses, though, the Marshal takes these out. So the Chacham and Tanakam were good with. The El Reb Lezer Kasha. But Reb Lezer, I still can't figure out what Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer says, Achaktan of Achak Gedola, if you made it for Shkiva is one way, and if you made it for the other way. Ditnan, Reb Lezer Omer, Achaktan of Achak Gedola, Asal Shkiva of Kabbalah Tuma, Be'im Misakan Ba, if I made it for lying, it's Mikabal Tuma, Akeh Shkha, Tamada Asal Shkiva. The first line sounds like the reason it's Mikabal Tuma is because I made it for Shkiva. Astam the Sikha. So, Stam is for recovering. Ema Seifa, let's go to the Seifa of Reb Lezer's statement. Asa ala Sikuch, if he makes it for Sikuch, Misachin Bab Ena Mekbala Tumah. Then Tzama Kabal Tumah, Tamala Sikuch, Asam la Shiva. So within the Tana Reb Lezer, we can't figure out what is he saying. It's also not clear what the Machloket is. So Elamar Rava, so rather Rava says, Vigdola Kuliyamalo Kligi, the Tamala Sikuch. So by Gedola, by a large mat, everybody agrees that it defaults over for Tzchach. He pligi b'ktana, but by Ktana they have machloket. So again, within the Chachamim, Rav is going to explain the way we did in the Gemara. Within the Chachamim, it stays the same. So it's a large mat defaults over for Tzchach. A small mat defaults over for Shiva, unless you have a specific kabban one way or the other way. So, but there's a machloket about the small mat. Tanakama Savar, Stam Ketana the Shkiva. Tanakama holds that a small mat defaults over for Shkiva. Reb Lezer Savar, Stam Ketana Nami the Sikuch. Tana Reb Lezer says anything that could be used for Sikuch is presumed to be for Sikuch. So there's a machloki between the Tanakama and Reb Lezer about a small mat. So let's go over. So a large mat, everybody agrees, unless I have a specific mind the other way, would be good for Sikha. And the small mat, the Chachamim hold, it defaults over for Shiva and it's Mekabel Tuma. And the Tana Reb Lezer says, no, it defaults over for Schach. Everything defaults over to Schach. So that's what Reb Lezer means. If you made it for Shiva, it's Mekabel Tuma. He says, but the small mat is the point of the scoop. That's what we think. So Reb Lezer Savar, Stam Kana Nami the Sikha. Now, the top line, the Hachi Kamar, on the top line in Chaf Amun Aleph. Bahachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah means. Machatzel Rakhanim Gidola Asa Alashiva, Mikabel Tuma, Vemisakinba. That if it's a large mat, if you made it for Shiva, it's from Kabal Tuma, you can't use for Ska. Tama the Asa Alashiva, because you made it for Shiva, that's why you got a problem with it. But if you didn't have anyone Kavana and it's large, so Mela, everybody agrees I could use the first Ha. Now, the next number of words, Marshall takes it out. I'll read it and then we'll go on. Ketana, asa'al sikuk masakin bo. But the ketana, if I made it for sikuk, I can use it. Ketana, asa'al sikuk masakin bo. If I made it for sikuk, atamad asa'al sikuk. I stamad asa'al sikuk masakin bo. Okay, that's the sheet of the Chachamim. But ata reblezer lememar, and now the Tana reblezer says, achak ketana b'chak gedola. Whether it's small or whether it's large, stama kshira the sikuch. That stama is good for sikuch. So now, the one's going to ask some questions, and I'm going to break off and one of these things. So Amalei Abaye, Ihahi, Reb Lezer Omer, Chaktan v'chakidola. Now, Reb Lezer said, whether it's a small one or a big one, it's going to default over for, what Reb Lezer says, Chaktan v'chakidola, asal shchiva mekabel tuma. If I make it for shchiva, it's mekabel tuma, whether it's small or it's large. So the thing is that he should really say, in other words, the simple case he teaches first. So the simple case is a large mat. A large mat, that that everybody agrees defaults over to be for schach. But if I have in mind that shchiva, then it's for shchiva. Then it's mekabel tumah. Reb Lezer agrees that. But Reb Lezer says that same halacha applies to the small mat. In other words, the small mat, Reb Lezer holds also good for sika. So he should say achak gedola beachak katana, whether it's a large mat or a small mat. And we'll go over Blin Editor and I with this. He says, Nibaile Ba'od, Ki Pligi Begdola, who de Pligi, Reb Lezer Lechumra, or the Machloket should only be by the Gedola, by the Gedola. In other words, Ki Pligi Begdola, who de Pligi. We're going to see, according to the way we explain the Mishnah, there's a Machloket by the Katana. But in the Braisa, we're going to say there's a Machloket by Gedola, by a large man. He says, Reb Lezer Lechumra, the Tanya, that if it's a large mat, you can use it for schach. Reb Lezer Omer, im ein mekabel tum mesachin ba. If it's not mekabel tum, means you designated it to be a schach, you can use it for schach. So it sounds like there's a machloket by even the gedola. Okay, let me just say one thing from this sheet because it's an important halacha. I just want to go over this. He says, the Gemara says this earlier that even though a gap of open space is not narrower than three tefachim on a validated sukkah, one may not sleep or eat under the gap. So if I have a small gap with no schach, I can't sleep or eat under the gap. So he says, Tosos asks, how is it possible to refrain from sleeping under any gaps? After all, every sukkah, even if densely covered with schach, has countless tiny holes in the schach. The Rush explains that the Gemara only forbids sleeping under a gap that runs across the entire width of the sukkah. This is important halacha l'maisa. In other words, let's say I have a narrow space that goes from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah, so then I can't eat or sleep under that gap. So he says, smaller gaps, however, which do not run across the entire sukkah are no cause for concern. I don't know, cut to the chase. So what people do, let's say you have bamboo shoots. So if I have bamboo shoots, you take some of the bamboo shoots, you cross them. In other words, you don't want there to be like a thin gap going from side to side. So you turn some perpendicular to break the gaps, and that way you're in good shape. Now, alternatively, the Ran says that the Gemara is referring to a hole the size of one's head. And the Gemara says one should not sleep under a gap. It means that one may not sleep when his entire head or most of his body is situated under a large hole. Smaller gaps are no concern. Okay, I have 30 seconds for questions. Let's any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, let me look at the recording. 1 second. 1 second.